Directions Magazine. This is Directions on the News for Tuesday, July 17th, 2012. This weekly podcast brings you the latest information on geospatial technology and all things location. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief, today in Huntsville, Alabama.
And this is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
Researchers in the UK have come up with an algorithm that, by merely tracking where you've been and where you are now, your smartphone might actually know where you are going, at least within the next 24 hours. Wow, how does it do that? And why would we need this kind of information? We'll tackle this latest trend in mobile location technology, but first, a word from our sponsor.
National security, cyber warfare, energy independence. These are the topics of the first Geo Huntsville Conference that will be produced by Directions Magazine this November 8th and 9th in Huntsville, Alabama. Formerly the Rocket City Geospatial Conference, this regional event will draw a large audience of senior technologists from the defense industry and the business community. Find more information at www.geohuntsville.com and join us this November.
According to Technology Review, a publication from MIT, and I quote, researchers in the UK have come up with an algorithm that follows your mobility patterns and adjusts for anomalies by factoring in the patterns of people in your social group, those defined as people who are mutual contacts on each other's smartphones. In a study of 200 people willing to be tracked, the system was on average less than 20 meters off when it predicted where a given person would be 24 hours later. The average error was 1,000 meters when the same system tried to predict a person's direction using only that person's past movements and not also those of his friends. And this was the result of Mirko Musolesi, a computer scientist at the University of Birmingham, who led the study. Now, the study was part of a Nokia-sponsored mobile data challenge, which the Birmingham group won for 3,000 euros. Adina, tracking you and tracking friends, determining where you're going to be in 24 hours. I don't find this highly surprising that by doing this kind of tracking that it would take much guesswork to find out my habits and my patterns, nor would I necessarily want this information handled by advertisers. At least I don't think they would. I think I would. But I could see some benefit to this information. But before I give you my take, what's your take on all of this new study?
I wasn't surprised that it could be done. I was surprised at how little information you need to predict where you're going to be. Even without using your friends, they were able to predict within 1,000 meters. Okay? That's 0.62 miles, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty darn good, and it also probably reflects the nature of the population they studied, which had a pretty small orbit.
And a pretty defined geographic area.
Right, and these were students and researchers right around the university that have a certain kind of lifestyle, which maybe is in a very limited geographic area. But still,
the big thing for me is, if I change my pattern, if I change my lifestyle habits, more than likely my geographic patterns are going to change likewise. And I would think that wouldn't be difficult. But I agree with you that the amount of data that you need probably did a pretty good job.
This becomes much more interesting if you think about adding on that next layer of data. Because all this took into account was where you have been and where your friends are. Now, what if you add into that, all right, on top of that, all of the information that comes from sensors?
Mm-hmm.
And all the information that is known about you, what you do on Facebook, what you order online, that you order pizza, that you go to the gym regularly, all that stuff. And that's coming. Robert Scoble wrote an interesting post in the last couple of days about a new developer SDK from Qualcomm. And let me quote why he thinks this is so important. Qualcomm just shipped a developer SDK called Gimbal. This SDK talks to every sensor in your phone: the compass, the GPS, the accelerometer, the temperature sensor, the altimeter sensor. Heck, we've known about sensors in cell phones for a while now. Here's a New York Times report from May of last year. But now, thanks to this SDK, your smartphone will start to make sense of the data. Developers will have a single data pool on your cell phone to talk with. Qualcomm was very smart about privacy. None of this data leaves your cell phone unless you give it permission to, unquote. So what he's sort of getting at is if you add on the set of sensor information plus sort of your social information, and then if you add on this location information and your friend's location information, now we've got a really terrific picture of your lifestyle, where you go, what you like, what you care about. And if you watch the video about Gimbal and read his comments, what you're getting is a sort of all-knowing servant that knows all about you, and it will do everything from, and I'll take myself as an example, record for me on my DVR the track and field finals from the Olympics, and remind me when I'm a mile away from the pizza place that I like that I should pick up a pizza so I can eat it while I watch the Olympics on my DVR.
Yeah, I love this article by Scoble. I think he just hit it right on the head. I think this integration of sensor technology has a couple of interesting twists. Of course, one of the ones is the one you just described, which is another personal concierge, right? This is what Siri, the iPhone 4S, was supposed to do for you. And this
right.
is
it's just like the new Google thing that was announced that's sort of going to do that same kind of thing.
Yeah. But this is taking it to a level up where it is going to look at your calendar, look at your past buying patterns, look at where you were. So it's integrating all of these different location and non-location based activities, figure out what you might want to do. And I think that this personal concierge service, you have to want that. Right? You have to want that push into your life that will remind you to do all these things. I want to take this and look at the other study by the folks in Birmingham and think of it in a different way, which is, wouldn't it be great if all of this information was available to urban planners and transportation network analysts so that we knew in a more real-time basis or close to real-time basis how to plan for people's movements, how to appraise real estate because there's a new highest and best use in this area based on people's movements and based on their wants and likes and whatever. So I want to bring that up as a possible use of this data, although, frankly, this is all very personal and the privacy issues still come into play.
Right. So you're moving it from an individual, make my life better technology kind of scenario to what happens when we aggregate all this stuff and how can we use that to better create an environment in which all of us can have this better life.
Yeah, it is a bit pie in the sky, but think of the value of this information to people who have to make big investments in transportation and real estate and whatnot.
Well, and think of it even a little further, and even if you anonymize it, and I think that's certainly the only way I would want to share it with the planners and everybody else. What if you had information that said, hey, all of a sudden everybody's quitting this gym in Porter Square in Cambridge, and we don't know why, they just are. And even though they still travel through that geography, they're not going to the gym anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that's an opportunity to open a new gym.
Yeah.
Something's up with that one. You know, maybe the price shot up, maybe the facilities are not being taken care of, you know, whatever it happens to be. And you might not know this about one individual, but again, if you aggregate that information, that can tell you something. And by the same token, you can maybe if you start looking at path information, where people go, if people go through an area on their way to the sushi place that's 3 miles down the road, well, maybe if we put a sushi place in the place that everybody already goes through, it will do very well.
Right. And this is, I think, very common activity among retailers when they wanted to look at average daily traffic. This was the kind of information that gave people some information about site selection. So I think we're taking this information to another dimension, which is I know this information a lot sooner, because in the past, when we wanted traffic detail and traffic patterns, wow, this was collected on a maybe every 6 month basis, probably yearly basis that you'd get that information. What we're doing now is we are seeing this closer to real time aggregation of information. And so what retailers have to deal with, what anybody has to deal with is, what do I do with this big data problem? How do I analyze this? Again, I go back to this concept of what Jeff Jonas always uses. How do you make sense of data as soon as you know it? Jeff Jonas from IBM, a distinguished engineer there. It's a real-life problem that's just coming closer and closer to reality every single day.
Right, and these two innovations, if you will, really mark the two sides of it. We've got the Qualcomm initiative, which basically is a platform that's going to collect all the information from the sensors and make it available through an SDK. All well and good, but until you have the algorithm that does something with it, in this particular case, predicts where you're going to be, it's not worth anything.
All right.
So we're going to need both sides of it, tools to do the data collection and make the data collection easy and easy to take advantage of all the different sensors and all the different social data. And then we're going to have really smart people tweaking those algorithms, creating them and then tweaking them to get the information out. And then there's going to have to be some demand for those algorithms from planners and retailers and so forth. And maybe it comes down to something like this, that we, the individual, would pay a fee to have this kind of a service. Right now, Siri is free and the Google tools are free. But maybe at some point when these algorithms get really good, we're actually going to have to pay for it.
Hmm.
Yeah, would you? I mean, is this something you really want?
I don't know if me individually would want this. I could certainly see certainly big companies wanting this information, as I said, for site selection. And I certainly think it should be available to city planners, because I think it does have such an impact.
But anonymized. They don't need to attach to you, right?
Yeah, no, I don't know if I want it attached to me. Yeah, I think it should be anonymized, yeah.
Well, and I guess it's another one of those situations where I think you would, in a sense, pay with your data to get this improved lifestyle experience. But I got to tell you, it would have to deliver a really enhanced lifestyle for me to do it. Because so many of these social, mobile, local kinds of tools, at least for me, they have not been compelling enough for me to spend my time. So I think it would have to do a really terrific job to get me to participate.
Yeah, well, we're at such an early stage in all of the integration of sensors, personal concierge. So I think down the road, perhaps with the Qualcomm SDK, I think we'll see what developers come and release and make. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We'd like to ask you, are you looking to ramp up your sales and close business faster? Geospatial Webinar is a production of Directions Magazine and Earth Imaging Journal, have an average registration of over 500 attendees, making it an outstanding value. Our proven methodology has worked for clients such as Oracle, Google, Esri, Pitney Bowes, and many others. For more information, go to geospatialwebinars.com. If you'd like to comment about today's podcast, please write to us at editors@directionsmag.com or leave a comment where this podcast is posted on Directions Magazine. Thanks again for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.